This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, July 2nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, it issued a crackdown targeting members of the Church of the Almighty God, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. According to the religious liberty magazine Bitter Winter, between April and June, the Chinese Communist Party has arrested 400 members of the Church of the Almighty God. The arrests were made in the name of maintaining the social order during the 100th anniversary celebration. In addition, at least $116,000 of church and personal assets were stolen. In 2012, the California Attorney General's office demanded that Thomas More Law Center, a Christian religious liberty group, hand over its top donors' names and addresses. Alliance Defending Freedom came to their defense, representing the nonprofit before the U.S. Supreme Court. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that it is patently unconstitutional to force nonprofits to reveal their donors' private information. Groups which span the ideological spectrum expressed their opposition to California, acting like the mafia. This is a win for all Americans who want to privately and peacefully support causes that align with their values, whatever those values might be. The federal deficit will hit $3 trillion in 2021 for the second consecutive year, primarily because of the national spending blitz in response to the coronavirus pandemic, the Congressional Budget Office said Thursday. The deficit represents a slight decrease from last year, but is triple that of 2019 and amounts to one of the biggest imbalances between federal spending and revenue in American history. In 2021, the federal government is projected to spend $6.8 trillion, higher than even last year's total, while collecting about $3.8 trillion in revenue. The God-haters have called for a boycott of Hobby Lobby, the Christian retail chain that operates 900 stores in 47 states. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset that Hobby Lobby pays for full-page ads in hundreds of newspapers every July 4th, calling attention to America's Christian heritage. Take a look at the Hobby Lobby July 4th newspaper ad from 2020 through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The big headline is from Psalm 33, verse 12, which declared, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Hobby Lobby features quotes from presidents, Supreme Court justices, and founding fathers about our Christian heritage. The atheists are horrified, saying, quote, "We cannot overlook Hobby Lobby's insidious influence and disinformation," end quote. But Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Let's make a beeline for Hobby Lobby the next time we need anything they sell. Today on the newscast, we want to make two clarifications. Clarification number one has to do with our June 29th newscast in which The Worldview featured an audio clip of former President Trump in Ohio. He was campaigning for former White House aide Max Miller, who is running in a primary against GOP Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump on a charge of inciting the January 6th attack on the Capitol. We noted that VOA News reported that the attack left 5 people dead, including a Capitol police officer. To be clear, USA Today reported that Ashley Babbitt, age 35, died by homicide from a gunshot to the left shoulder. She was shot by a Capitol police officer who is still unnamed while trying to climb through a door near the House chamber. Kevin Greeson, age 55, died of natural causes from cardiovascular disease. Greeson of Athens, Alabama, had a Twitter account in which he supported former President Donald Trump. Benjamin Phillips, age 50, died of natural causes from cardiovascular disease as well. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Phillips of Ringtown, Pennsylvania, was a computer programmer who founded a social media website for Trump supporters. Roseanne Boyland, age 34, died by accident from acute amphetamine intoxication. Boyland of Georgia wanted to be a sobriety counselor. And U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who engaged with pro-Trump rioters during the January 6th clash, died of natural causes from two strokes the day after the attack, according to Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner, Dr. Francisco Diaz. Clarification number two. Yesterday, we reported that Chick-fil-A's customer satisfaction score was higher than any other fast food restaurant, as well as any full-service restaurant. But we failed to remind our listeners that Chick-fil-A threw in the towel on the culture war. For years, they had contributed to the Salvation Army, Paul Anderson Youth Home, and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. All three Christian nonprofits affirm a biblical view on marriage and sexuality. Because Chick-fil-A received pushback from homosexual activists, they caved and stopped sending all three groups money. Ryan Bomberger, the co-founder of the Life Affirming Radiance Foundation, wrote a powerful townhall.com column entitled, quote, "Cowardice and Capitulation, the Shocking Things Chick-fil-A Funds," end quote. It's bad enough that Chick-fil-A stopped funding the good guys, but they continue to fund the bad guys. For example, Chick-fil-A funds Covenant House, a homeless shelter for youth which takes pride in its promotion of all things homosexual. They even marched in the New York Homosexual Pride Parade. Chick-fil-A funds the YWCA, a radical pro-abortion and pro-homosexual group that repeatedly partners with Planned Parenthood, the murder giant. And Chick-fil-A funds the Pace Center for Girls, yet another pro-abortion organization, which featured radical pro-abortion feminist Gloria Steinem as their keynote speaker for a girls' summit. Chick-fil-A reminds me of the man described in James 1 verse 8, who was double-minded, unstable in all his ways. To communicate your objection to Chick-fil-A's decision to fund these anti-Christian groups, which are diametrically opposed to the restaurant chain's Christian mission statement, call 404-765-8000, Monday through Friday, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 404-765-8000. And finally, I'd love to hear from more listeners about what this newscast means to you, especially if you're a child or a teenager. Email me at adam@theworldview.com. Do you incorporate it in your home education? Do you click on the links to learn more about a given story? Do you ever look up a scripture? When you email, please include your name, city, and state. And if you're a younger listener, include your age. To help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by next Friday, July 9th, toward our goal of raising $48,750 by midnight tonight. 19 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to TS in Bay City, Texas, who gave $5, Carolyn Timnath, Colorado, who gave $20, Lisa in Brandon, Mississippi, and Gerald in Everett, Washington, both of whom gave $25, and Anne in Dresden, Saxony, Germany, who gave $50. We're grateful to God for Travis in Kingsport, Tennessee, and Sean and Jackie Sue in Tempe, Arizona, both of whom gave $100, Este in Cottonwood, Arizona, and Cody in Tremont, Illinois, both of whom gave $250, as well as Terry in Helotes, Texas, and Patsy in Fort Collins, Colorado, both of whom gave $300. We appreciate the kindness of Tony and Jenny in Palmdale, California, and Thomas in Bulverde, Texas, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, as well as Jessica in West Valley, New York, and Mark in Goodyear, Arizona, both of whom pledged $30 per month for 12 months for a gift of $360. And we're humbled by the generosity of Marcus in New York, New York, and Kenneth and Renee in Kingston, New York, both of whom gave $500, Cheryl in Ada, Michigan, who gave $1,000, and Jean in Columbia, South Carolina, who gave $2,000. Those 19 gifts add up to $6,745. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $49,488. That means we surpass the $48,750 goal by midnight tonight by $738. Wow! Praise the Lord! In order to hit the final goal of $65,000 by next Friday, July 9th, we need to raise $15,512. That means I need to find 26 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 13 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. In fact, the next two listeners who pledge $50 per month will be matched, dollar for dollar, by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, July 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.